Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another supercalifragilisticexpialidocious episode of the Common Good Radio Show. I am Pastor John McClain, here with the one and only Kiki Rogers of Country Financial. Thank you for joining me, Kiki.
Hello, Pastor John. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. We're both, you know, we're both trying to heal injuries to our extremities. What is it?
This
It's your right foot.
My left foot.
Okay, so both have left leg injuries. I got my left hamstring. You got your left foot.
I broke right at the fourth metatarsal on top of my foot.
Yeah, so I'll pray for you. You pray for me.
Sounds great. Let's do that.
Yep. Bingo. But and that being said, this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving Father that at least let us draw breath today. At least let us get out of bed. Let us go eat some good breakfast and spend some time with some amazing people. Do this show together.
Yes.
Without Him, none of this would be possible. And I like to thank Him with the Lord's Prayer that goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So that being said, we have I'm pretty excited. One, I'm excited because I know one of these people possibly is nervous, so it's always fun when we have a nervous person on the show because after we're done, they're not nervous anymore. And we are all having a good time. And the statement I always hear is, that went by so quickly. So I look forward to hearing you say that. Stephanie and Jason Richardson with Cool View, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, for sure. So, and another reason why I'm excited to share the airways with this amazing couple is, one, thank you for your service. He's got a Coast Guard vet here
thank
in
you.
Studio with us.
Appreciate yeah, it. Thank so, you for yours. For
and sure. Actually, thank you for your service as well. I don't think military spouses get enough appreciation because definitely I know in my life, my parents, my sister, my wife, my kids, the collection of people that are around me, they sacrificed just as much as I did. So thank everybody out there for being part of this family, definitely working with veterans. So, I'm not going to get sidetracked on this too much, but yeah, so explain to people, what is Cool View? What do you guys do?
Once again, I'd just like to say thanks for having us on the show. Appreciate it, Pastor John and Kiki. Appreciate you guys for having us. But Cool View Glass and Surface Solutions, Cool View of North Tucson is who we are. And what we do is we specialize in architectural film being solar film. Most people know it as tint.
Okay.
You get it on your cars. Well, we provide it for your home and your commercial spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking to block out the sun, heat rays, UV rays, 99.9% of UV rays are gone away with our solar film. We also have control with sun glare. We can get some privacy going with our solar films. Mm. We also provide security film.
Okay.
That's another architectural film that we have on the market. If you're looking
options.
For... Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're looking for extra sense of security and safety within your home or a commercial space, we have that available as well. Anything from force entry delay right up until entry denial and ballistics. So we definitely have that available. A few other things that we provide, we provide graphics, vinyl graphics for glass, frosting. A lot of people are very interested in, frosting their shower glasses or their cubicle office spaces. We provide that.
Interesting.
Wallpapers, temporary and permanent wallpapers. For birthday parties, if you want to wallpaper up for the week, for your birthday party in one of your spaces, we can get that going.
Oh, what a good idea.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And if you want to kind of avoid the whole hassle of painting your home or your office, we can provide wallpaper. So we have quite a variety of different products and services, but those are the primary.
And yeah. John had said how Stephanie, your military wife, supporting Jason in his service. So that tells us your husband wife team at this business. How long have you been doing this and how did you come about starting this business for yourselves?
Good question, Kiki.
Yeah, good question. I'm originally from Tucson. We just moved back in June. We're in Michigan for 4 years, and Jason had the idea of separating from the Coast Guard, which I was a little bit resistant to at the beginning, because although there are sacrifices that, you know, as you mentioned before, we make as a family, I did like a lot of things about being in the military. So we were comfortable, but as he always says, you know, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So I slowly came around to the idea of him not putting in 20 years, and he worked on a business degree and came up with this idea, and I got on board. We've been here in June, and we were here a week, jumped into training for the business, and almost at the same time. So a lot of change and adjustments, but it's exciting and it's been fun.
So this is a newer venture for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I had no idea. I've already seen you out in the networking circles out there with the chambers and getting your word out there. It seems to be growing fast.
Already, you know, pushers and movers, the shakers and
movers
all
and
that.
Shakers.
So, yeah, absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, and I think the thing that really interested me most about this is, one, I think, and it's kind of the blessing of the show that I do, is I learned about something I really never realized. Like, one, the benefits of electrical, air conditioning cost and putting film on it, and the security benefits, et cetera. Like, kind of, I flush that out a little bit. We got probably about a minute and a half, so we have to go into break, but definitely, I was intrigued by it. You know, I want to think probably it's something about you. Maybe it's a military thing that caught you, that intrigued you about it as well.
There's definitely that factor, that X factor that, you know, really sold me, especially in regard to the safety and security part. You know, I've always prided myself on, you know, making sure not just my loved ones, but the people around me, you know, are in a safe, nurturing environment. And this product, when it was presented to me, I was on board almost immediately because, you know, I think this is a great alternative to, you know, having a product that's pleasing to the eye. You know, when someone looks at your space or your window, you wouldn't be able to tell that this film is on your window or this poly glaze is on your window. But, you know, if someone was to get, you know, a little adventurous and try and see what they can do with it, then they're going to be surprised at what this product can do, you know. So,
yeah.
In regards to, like, brake resistance,
brake
you're saying?
Yeah, for sure.
I would think of the cooler shades, the less strain on your home for your AC, but I didn't think about, like, theft protection as well.
Yeah, which we'll get into after we come back after the break. Yeah, so that's Jason and Stephanie Richardson with Cool View. What's your guys' website? How do you get a hold of you?
You can get us at www.coolview.com and just look up our location here in Tucson.
And this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McLean, here with Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. We want to thank our sponsors, Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, Plumbing, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, BBB of Southern Arizona, Seaton Photography, We Care Tucson, Extra Print and Copy, Cool View Tinting, Sabino Investment Management, Solistic Hospic, The Tucson Tasty Show, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, Inspired Life Mortgage, Inspired Life Chiropractic, and the White Stallion Ranch. We'll have all that and more after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We're highlighting the good in the community. I am Pastor John McLean, here with Kiki Rogers of Country Financial. And I think this is your look, huh? Is this going to be your look for your show?
Well, yeah. I mean, I love this green blazer. It's a country green, right?
It is a good look for you. And, like, I know, Wesley, his looks the Hawaiian shirt. That's why I'm wearing Hawaiian.
You're sporting today.
That's what I'm doing today.
Shirt.
I want to be twins with him. I'll be Danny DeVito, he'll be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, yeah. Kind of like what's Picture Rock, I think. Don and Frank always talk about being twins. You guys would be great twins.
I think we'd be great twins, for sure.
Absolutely.
And I'm okay with being Danny DeVito in that scenario, because he's definitely like the bigger, more muscular guy, so it's only fair.
Well, speaking of a dynamic duo, we got with us here, Jason
Thank
and
you.
Stephanie.
Good pivot. Well done.
I'm trying.
I told you. She's trying to take over my job.
We were talking during the break. If you give your website again, because View is spelled a little uniquely, but I love it. It's Cool, COOL, and then View is VU, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
VU.com. So. And then You can search by location, but if you do /North Tucson, that'll take you right to our landing page.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you Google Cool VU on Tucson on Google, I'm sure all the other goodies pop up as well.
Oh, yeah. 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 Awesome. You can find us on Google, mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, Cool VU of North Tucson. And we also, you know, we don't just serve North Tucson. We serve all of Tucson,
right.
The Marana, Oro Valley, mm-hmm. Sahuarita, you know, Green Valley, everywhere. We even gone as far as Nogales recently, okay. Right? I just went down to Nogales to nice. Help out a builder down there. So mm-hmm. We definitely are more than willing to, you know, spread out and yeah. help out everyone.
That's cool.
So,
yeah. And we, when we went to the break, we were talking about the security benefits of...
Having the film on your surface
solutions, right. Mm-hmm. And so tell us about some of the other benefits that go along with your different surface solutions.
So some of the other benefits that we have with some of our other surface solutions, we have like we talked about earlier, our solar film,
mm-hmm.
And you mentioned earlier on that, you know, it does lower energy cost. You know, a lot of people think about, you know, the cost of the electric bill.
Yeah, it's high. $350 this month, buddy.
Right?
Yeah. You know,
exactly. So we can definitely help with that.
I had to yell at somebody about that. Sorry.
That's fine. I'll be your puncher.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
okay.
Thanks, man.
So now we know we need to get solar and we need to get our windows tinted.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that'll
right.
help.
In fact, Stephanie was looking it up last night. See, this is why we make such a great team, because, mm-hmm. you know, she thinks of stuff I don't, and vice yeah. versa. And you know,
you guys do seem
combined.
Like you make a really good team. Like yeah, we haven't really spoke about that as far as like a couple goes. Like me and yeah. my wife being a good couple. This is her little couple's manual right here.
Oh, very
but
cool.
You guys, like when I hung out with you, had lunch the other day.
Yeah.
Beautiful energy. I love yeah. it. I feel like I have so much to learn from you guys as a couple.
Thanks.
So.
And vice versa. Yeah, yeah, we feel
yeah,
the same
but
way.
Complete sure. what you're saying. I'm really bad about
yeah,
interrupting
no worries,
people.
No
My
worries.
Wife interrupts me about that all the time.
Yeah, so she said, in fact, you know, when we're moving back to Tucson, you mm-hmm. know, and we were thinking about what business to start, we definitely wanted to have something that will, of course, you know, help us make a living and take care of ourselves, but mm-hmm. we also wanted to do something that will help the community that we love so much here in Tucson and mm-hmm. the surrounding areas, right? So, we thought about solar film and security film. And in fact, Stephanie just found out that... She reminded me actually, you know, because she is native to Tucson, mm-hmm. right? So she knows better than I would, you know. But there's over 350 days out of the year where Tucson is sunny. So mm-hmm. that's, you know, I mean, that's practically almost the entire year where mm-hmm. the sun's shining down. Regardless of the temperature or the season, you mm-hmm. know, and so if that sun's shining down, mm-hmm. you know, on into your home or your commercial space,
mm-hmm.
you know, it may not be heat that you're combating, but it's also, once again, UV rays, which mm-hmm. is known to cause certain cancers.
Mm-hmm.
It also can fade your everything inside, your interior, your carpets, you know, curtains, things like that, furniture.
Mm-hmm. Our outdoor furniture experiences yeah. that a lot. So mm-hmm. is this something
exactly.
you could put on, like, say, a... walled-in patio or glass patio.
Yep, mm-hmm. that's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
so it can fight off, you know, fading. So it has quite a few benefits apart from just protecting you from the heat. You know, mm-hmm.
our solar you know, film. Question that comes to mind, and like I'll channel my inner Don Zavis on this one. What does your ideal client look like? Is a stumper there? You both looking at me.
He looks at me because
we've had this conversation, right? And we're like, okay, who's our target audience? Who's
our niche?
Like, what is our ideal customer? All those different phrases,
like
words.
When I asked that, like the thing that kind of comes to mind, like I remember when we were at the Arizona Sands Club, Jason looked at me and he's like, you know, I think our ideal would be like, these type of windows, like we can do stuff like this. Like,
yeah.
is that is like commercial
yeah.
buildings, residential buildings, new builds,
exactly.
all of the above?
All of the above. So I looked at her just now because, I mean, of course, although we have great chemistry and, you know, we're the dynamic duo.
Nice.
You know, but... You know,
she's
we do
Batman,
have,
isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she's, yeah, for sure. Definitely Batman.
You just
I prefer... Or not necessarily prefer, but I prefer to do everyone's windows, really, and everyone's surfaces.
Mm-hmm.
But I find myself gravitating towards the commercial spaces, office, retail shops, you know, places where people do business, I find myself gravitating and feeling a lot more comfortable in those kinds of spaces and working with those individuals in that market. So, but I have totally, you know, had great experiences going into someone's home and helping them, and they've turned their lives around with this product. So, you know, but ideally I do like, you know, the commercial side for me personally. That's my ideal client, I guess. Mm.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, and it's just, yeah, for so many reasons, I could see that. But let me say, definitely, I can also see me utilizing your services in some capacity at my house.
Yeah, definitely.
To get my, you know, my electricity bill down.
Yeah, of course.
Substantially. I know, just I'm thinking in my head right now how much glass I have in my house, and it makes me sad to think how much heat is just radiating through my house because of that. And you know, we do have pretty decent blinds, but still, even at that, I can just
they can get warped. The sun can warp them. And,
exactly.
So one more time, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, the best way they can connect and contact you guys.
So I know some people prefer text messaging. You're welcome to text. We can be reached at 520-627-0934. Or again, our website is www.coolview.com/North Tucson. We are on Instagram. The handle is at CoolViewVU, remember, North Tucson, no underscore, no of in there. So at CoolView North Tucson. Facebook at www.facebook.com/CoolViewNorthTucson as well.
Nice.
Sounds great.
Well done.
And you guys
did
a great job. You were nervous for no reason at all.
No nervousness at all.
Yeah.
Are
we
you
done?
You guys ready for the Jason Stephanie show?
We actually did when Wesley came to us about, you know, what he did. We were definitely thinking about doing an Instagram version of what he does on the radio, because we love food. We're foodies.
Interesting.
I mean, come on, Tucson, right?
Yeah.
Gastron.
Yeah, city. Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Definitely great plug for the Tasty Tucson show as well. So thank you for that.
Well, then,
you guys are
definitely
great.
Any help you can need, we'll talk more about that. You know, I like to think of myself as having some type of understanding and helping people on that. But that's cool. That's cool that you guys, and I'm glad that we had this opportunity to get those nerves out, so you could see how talented you really are. Because you guys did a great job.
Thanks. Couldn't did it without you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Well, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We had the cool view crew here with Jason and Stephanie Richardson. We'll catch you right after the break. This is Pastor John McClain here with Kiki Rogers, the Country Financial. If you haven't been to VeteranRescueMission.org, check it out. See some of the work that we do connecting homeless veterans with housing. If you're a homeless veteran that needs help, give us a call, 520-329-9192. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with, I got to think of a cool little nickname for you. I call Ron the coolest guy in Tucson, but one of my best friends and one of yours, Kiki, with Kiki's Best Friends and Country Financial.
Yes. Hello again.
Yes. And we have one of my many best friends here. We mentioned during the break, this will be the third year that we'll be promoting this event that is a pillar of Tucson. So I can just imagine how long they've been doing it. Actually, they've been doing it for 13 years. And this group is Pep Inc. If you haven't heard of them, definitely Google them. You're missing out. They're a pillar, one of the stakeholders of Tucson in so many different ways. And we're blessed to have Amy Bass and Ed Dunnan Wazowski. I butcher your name every single time. He even did it phonetically for me. Dunnan Wazowski.
Dunnan Vasovich.
Dunnan Vasovich. I just have to hear it. That's my trick. Yeah. So I would next time I'm just going to have you introduce yourself, Ed. But
stick with Ed. Welcome, Ed.
Welcome, Ed. Yeah. And so for those who have never heard of PEP before, I guess fill them in real quick. What is PEP?
Hi.
Hey.
Glad to be here, John.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Share with us what PEP is.
Thank you so much. So my name is Amy Bass. I am the Executive Director of Prevention at PEP, and we have been running the Amato Chili Cook-Off out of PEP as our fiscal agent, lead agency, Since 2016.
Okay.
So the Chili Cook-Off is now, and for those of you that are really good at math, you can figure this out. But the Yamato Chili Cook-Off has been going now 13 years.
Oh, cool.
So you can see that started a long time ago, and here we are, and we're so grateful to have Pep leading us, and Pep does a million things. I cannot tell you everything here in addition to charter schools and drug prevention and help for farm workers and all kinds
et cetera,
of people.
Yeah.
www.ppep.org,
nice.
And there you'll find the story.
So tell us more about the Yamato Chili Cook-Off. One, when, where, how people can get involved, and give us a little background on the Yamato Chili Cook-Off.
Okay, I'm going to say a couple things real quick. That so PEP supporting the Yamato Chili Cook-Off, this effort is essentially a fun family fundraiser for the community of Yamato. Our proceeds go to the building of a new Yamato Youth Center. And if you have been to Yamato, or if you don't know where that is, it is down I-19, exit 48, Arivaca Road, and you will find Yamato. It is a zip code. Like, it's not an incorporated town in Pima County. It is actually split between Pima County and Santa Cruz County. And the families there, like any other rural community, live in a lot of need with a lot of challenges, need resources and all of that, like you do living in any rural area. So we have just built a youth center for the kids down there. And the funds from the Yamato Chili Cook-Off every year have gone to this. It's taken us, I'm embarrassed to say, but it's taken us like 4 years to raise the money to build it.
But that's really remarkable, though. In the big picture of nonprofit, it's, I think that's a good achievement.
Thank you, Kiki. We have raised $980,000.
That's incredible. Look, you're so close to the hit in that 1 million mark. What are you going to do?
Well, okay, and just let me tell you a COVID secret, and everybody who has done any building knows this. The building was only originally $510,000. What has happened, y'all know, with the prices, the building is now close to $1.5 million, and it's nuts, you know, supply chain, all that stuff. But it is the most beautiful thing, and it's sitting right next to the school, and the kids are so excited, and that's what the Yamato Chili Cook-Off money is going for.
Nice. So, Ed, tell us about the actual chili component of the Chili Cook-Off.
The chili part of the Chili Cook-Off? That's just a part of the story. This year, we're going to be marketing this thing more, a little more full-throated. The Yamato Chili Cook-Off, Randy and Rose Estes Classic Car and Motorcycle Show.
Okay.
Is literally the cook-off like no other. I mean, there is no one offering as much as we do. We have the cooks, we have car show, we have up to 40 vendors, many of them holiday vendors, and we have an all-day musical festival.
Nice.
Oh, fun.
Keeps the stage alive and going, so it's really a lot of stuff for a family or anyone to actually see. And I'll go ahead and tell this, because I'm going to mention this a few times anyway. It is November 18th this year at the Yamato Territory, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is I-19, exit 48, Arivaca Road. You turn right off of there, and you'll see signs taking you where you need to go if you haven't heard all the noise by then.
Nice.
So anyway, the Chili Cooks, and we're still, by the way, registering.
Okay.
We can still use some Chili Cooks. We can use cars. We can use vendors. We're going all the way to October 26th for cooks that they can register.
Okay.
And they need to just go to yamatochilicookoff.org, go to the chili registration page, and it'll have all the information there. They have to work with a commercial kitchen. They have to bring their food down cooked from a commercial kitchen, or they can cook on site.
Okay.
I will tell you about cooking on site. It's all governed by the health department down there. So the problem is, or the challenge, I should say, is that we have never had one person try to cook on site. So we're hoping no one wants to do that. But it is an option that's offered by the health department. But there's a whole health department rules and regs that they should read so they know what to expect, what's needed.
Well, that's good for the people that are going. You know that you're going to eat some food that will not make you sick.
Yeah,
it's definitely
exactly.
been through the ropes.
Can you tell us?
And recently, we just decided as a committee. I'm a volunteer chair of the committee.
Nice.
That's what I do. And we just recently decided in a committee that we're going to be offering them some monetary assistance to cover some of their food costs for folks that sign up. We are also going to have pretty nice prizes. Besides getting a trophy, the first, second, and third places will respectively get $250, $150, and $100.
Nice.
And just to wrap us up, could you remind us the two websites? I know there's one for PEP, which is
PEP.org.
Okay, and then the website for the Chili Cook-Off, please.
It's a motto, chilicookoff.org also, because it's PEP is a fiduciary agent for the event, and then, of course, there's the website and everything else.
Well, so anyway, we've
had some great cooks in the past. This year, we already have a student culinary school that signed up. Last year, we had three of them. We're hoping to get a couple more of those. And that's a terrific thing, part of the JTED program.
Well, thank you so much.
We're glad to have you here. Thank
Ed,
you,
for
Amy.
Joining us. You heard him. Go to ppep.org to get more information. Go to the Motto Chili Cook-Off. Support them November 18th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Kiki Rogers, the Country Financial. This is the Common Good Radio Show. We'll catch you right after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. Thank you for joining me, being my guest co-host, Kiki.
Glad to be here.
You just like, there's just like a tranquil, serene, feminine energy that you bring to the show that I really appreciate it, because it makes things go smooth. And when I say dumb things, you make it almost seem like it's okay. So I appreciate that about you.
I don't know. Maybe that's more my talk.
But. Yeah. And that's your superpower.
Joined here now with Jim and Sam, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, you got Jim Travis with Vibes Arizona, and you got Sam Nagy with Hard Hitters for the Kingdom, and with another group, Socks to Serve, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Socks to Serve, Hard Hitters.
Yeah, so I'll let you start first, Sam. Tell me about the organizations that you're part of, and then we'll have Jim tell us about the organization he's part of, and then we'll talk about the culmination, the little baby that you guys made to fundraise and for a great cause.
Well, thank you, John and Kiki. I'm really glad to be here today with Jim, a friend of mine. Recently just met Jim, but we've been really just bonded very closely over this organization called Hard Hitters Socks to Serve. Hard Hitters is a registered 501c3, and Socks to Serve is a sponsor that the Hard Hitters is sponsoring Socks to Serve. And what we really like to do is just get out there in the community, bring hope in times of need, bring comfort in times of chaos and stress for folks out there living out there on the street. Mm-hmm. And we enjoy handing out socks, food, hygiene products, different types of care things, in essential items, I should say, directly to people that are out there on the street.
Yeah, I mean, and I must say, having been working with this population in this industry for almost two decades, watching your growth and watching your journey, it's just been beautiful seeing the work you've done, seeing how much it's grown, your organization's grown, seeing you're running for city council, and that the growth around that, it's just been now the work that you do even outside of your ministry, it's really beautiful. So I just wanted to share with you how even though you don't realize it, we're paying attention. People are paying attention, and it's amazing. And we definitely appreciate the work that you're doing.
That's cool. Yeah. We have a great team and such a great opportunity to serve this community in such a special way.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, it sounds like you two are collaborating between two different organizations to do something for the homeless. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. So Jim, tell us about Vibes Arizona, and then what made you reach out to Sam, and how you guys got connected to work on this upcoming project you guys are working on.
Sure. Thank you, John. Nice to meet you, Kiki. So Vibes Arizona was created a few years ago. I was looking into the market to see who was playing where in the state of Arizona, and I was starting to go out to a lot of different shows. shows, and my friends were saying, how do you know where to go, and this and that, and I knew there were a lot of social sites that had like specialties of rock and roll or jazz or blues, mm-hmm. and there was not one social site that was carrying anything having to do with music and all genres. So that's where the creation of Vibes Arizona came in, mm-hmm. and having a background in the music industry here in Tucson, particularly for many, many years, I've been promoting a lot of shows throughout the years, mm-hmm. especially a lot of benefits. This has been a year, this will be my third benefit I'm doing. Mm. So that's where the creation of Vibes Arizona came from.
So how did you and Hard Hitters for the Kingdom connect? And then how did, I'm looking at the flyer here, it says the Tucson Musicians Care benefiting unhoused mobile shower project. Tell us about this and how it came into culmination.
Well, it started on social media. So I have a friend by the name of Jeff Daniels. He has a band here in town by the name of Black Cat Bones.
Okay.
And Jeff has played, he's played four benefits for me so far in the last 14 years. Hmm. And I was on his site and he had mentioned something to the effect that, he had posted something to the effect that we should organize a music festival for the houseless. And it had actually to do with one particular houseless person. So a lot of people said, oh yeah, I'll play. And then I wrote there, I said, hey Jeff, let's get together. Mm. So that was the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. Jeff and I and Bill Greenberg, who is his percussionist, and Danny. Yes, mm-hmm. Danny, we all met, mm-hmm. and that was the beginning of it.
Nice.
So
this looks like a music fest. It's taking place on Sunday, October 1st, correct?
Yes.
And is it like 12 or so bands participating?
Yes, we'll have 12 bands. So basically, I had to come up with a title. And because so many musicians really do care about what's happening with the houseless and the homeless here in mm-hmm. Tucson, Arizona. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, let's do benefiting the unhoused mobile shower project.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the Tucson Musicians Care is because the Tucson musicians do care about what is going on in our unhomed folks here in Tucson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how that all began. And then I start reaching out to all the musicians. And so many musicians, yes, we want to do it. We're so excited. But so many musicians were on vacation or this or that. So it was very abundant of the amount of musicians I could get for this.
And so you shared it's going towards the Unhoused Mobile Shower Project. Can you share a little bit more about how does that directly affect our unsheltered community and how are those resources being used?
Well, so what had come to me is after a conversation is that the Hard Hitters wanted to buy a six shower trailer for the unhoused people here in town. And I just thought it was an incredible idea. Mm. At that time, I did not realize that the city of Tucson had already bought one, which is great because they're actually bringing that trailer out to the event itself.
Mm. Okay.
So the people will have an idea of what we're looking at of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Sam surely needs to explain how the process of what they're working on at this point right now.
Yeah.
But that's where the whole project got started from.
Yeah, and I mean, just to chime in just a little bit, it's an awesome project. I mean, and I think I've known maybe two groups ever in Tucson that I've had this shower trailer, and I've never seen a better outreach mechanism than it. You know, outside of, you know, being able to provide a little comfort to the people living on streets,
right.
It's a game changer. So, but I'll have you speak to it, Sam, because it's you guys' vision, not mine.
Well, and definitely appreciate the support, Jim and Vibes Arizona and everybody involved, Jeff Daniels, you know, the whole group, Hotel Congress, some of the folks that I just don't even know about that are chipping in and helping out, but definitely Jim has spearheaded a lot of it, at least working directly with people out there on the street. You know, there's dignity that's brought back with a shower, mm-hmm. hot shower. It decreases infectious diseases. I mean, the number of homeless people without homes in this community for 2021 was increased by, I think it was like 20% from the previous year in 2020. And so having a place to shower can actually really decrease disease, and it can decrease you know, people not having jobs. It will increase the opportunity for someone to, you know, schedule an interview the next day, or having a reliable place to shower. And we're just really excited. You know, at one point I was without shelter. I was out there on the streets breaking the rules, running from the cops, not very fast. I'm a big guy. I stumble quite a bit. But I, you know, I had to learn and go through the jail system here in Pima County and the city of Tucson to really learn and learn my lesson.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and definitely. I mean, I know, you know, in that same vein, in my time on the streets, especially when I first got on the streets, one of the hardest things to transition out of was not getting a shower on a regular basis. And I mean, particularly when I first lived on the streets, I used to break into my ex's house. And this is the first time I've actually ever said this out loud. I used to break into my ex's house just so I could take a shower.
Right.
So,
well, I think it's more than just your presentation. It's the dignity that that bestows upon a person, that they're able to feel like they're their best self. You know, even going through an unsheltered situation, we still are human beings. We need to feel that humanity and that growth within.
Right.
I think what you're doing is great. And for people who want to come to the show, I see there's a $10 suggested donation.
Right.
How can they get more information about tickets or how they can attend?
Well, they can buy, if they want to pre-buy their tickets, they can go to dice.com. They're going to find it through Hotel Congress. Hotel Congress is actually offering us this, their wonderful hotel, and their two stages for us to be able to do this. So I have to give them a lot of credit for allowing us to do something like this. Yes. And yeah, if you go to their site and you look up their calendar and you come down to our program, it'll take you right to DICE, or just go to DICE.com and look up the Tucson Musicians Care benefit.
And that's DICE.com, D-I-C-E?
D-I-C-E.
Okay,
D-I-C-E.
Nice. Okay, thank you.
And then for people who just want to support you guys' organizations, how can they do that? I'll have you go first, Sam.
You can check out our website online, www.helpushelpothers.net. And you can check out what we're doing. There's a little bit about the shower program. There's a little bit, as much as I could get our excellent media team to work with us on. They were so great to add some things late in the game. We're super stoked about that. But yeah, helpushelpothers.net, and that's how you can connect with us as well. Hard Hitters for the Kingdom.
Nice. Thank you. You, what about you, Jim?
And with us, it's basically just Vibes Arizona on Facebook and Instagram, and hopefully we will be up with the...
And Vibes is V-I-B-Z, correct?
V-I-B-Z, yes.
Yeah, it keeps you funky.
Yes. Kind of the theme today is unusual spellings, but it keeps it fun.
Yeah, we like it eccentric and fun.
But we want to make sure you get that out there, because I know there's a lot of listeners who want to support you guys and be a part of this. So
for
thank
sure.
you.
That's for awesome. Sure.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you, Sam, Jim, for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having us.
This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Kiki Rogers with Country Financial. You did amazing, as always, Kiki.
I always enjoy my time with you.
Yeah, you do amazing, absolutely. And how can people get a hold of you?
So my office number is 520-848-5003, or you can look me up on Facebook or online, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial Insurance.
Nice. And then also go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the work that we do, to the show. We also help homeless veterans. If you want to get involved with that, we are one of the many supporters of this project going on. You'll definitely catch us at Hotel Congress. Catch you next week.